Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit Simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Welcome back. This is DeSoul Radio. It's your co-host Ariam
and Yodit,
telling you what is good in music, lifestyle, and culture. What's up, guys?
What's up? What's up, you, Ariam?
What's up, you, Yodit? But it's not just us. We actually have a special guest today. We have DJ Niara Sterling in the building.
We're super excited to have you.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
First off, super, super glad to have you. And before we actually get into the show, we just have to say happy birthday.
Thank you so much. This is your birthday weekend.
Yes, you've got
a Gemini in the building.
Actually, it's also my mom's. It was me and my mom have the same birthday. So, yeah.
Really?
We were celebrating all weekend.
Wait, what?
Yeah. That's wild.
So y'all share the same birthday.
So we're twins in a way.
I know.
Really, Gemini.
At least. Very deep. That is very deep. I love that. I don't think I know anybody that shares the same birthday as their parents, especially their mom,
you know, like coming out of her womb.
Wait. So you guys are close. You guys have to be close.
She was with us last night. Dancing.
Yes, get it. Both of y'all had to celebrate together. Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so much fun.
Do you guys find that you have really similar personalities?
In ways. Like, even though I want to say as I've gotten older, I've realized that I'm a lot like my mom. But I think that just because with experiences, I realize like I handle things the way she would handle it, you know?
Okay. So,
in that way. And also, she's like me in the sense of just being very open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And just she knows how to embrace people the way I do. And we like connecting with people. Very personable, I would say.
Nice. Yeah. Those are some good qualities to share. Yeah.
Thanks, mom.
Yeah.
Thanks for calculating that.
Yeah. Yes. So for those of you who don't know, Niara is a fly selecta, and we're so happy to have you in here. We always really thoroughly enjoyed speaking to not only DJs, but female DJs, because I feel like collectively we just have an ear that is so valuable to the world of music. And I think the more of us that exist, the better the world is. So thank you for your contributions to the culture.
Yes. I know it was, you know, it's always like, oh, I wish we can always have you come in. But, you know, you live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You are originally from the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
You are from Virginia.
Yes.
You did talk a little bit about that earlier. What's that transition been like, you know, starting off in the DMV and then moving all the way to and becoming a full-time DJ in the big New York City?
It was, I mean, naturally a journey, you know? Like, I did this with open eyes, open heart, open mind. And I think that if I were to give anybody advice, like, that's how you got to go into it, because you don't really know what to expect, especially with DJing. And when I went to New York, it was a struggle in the beginning because I don't have any family in New York. So I really felt like I was by myself.
Oh, wow.
And I'm come from such a close-knit family, so it was different for me. So it took me a minute to make friends, like friends, you know what I mean? Like solid relationships.
Definitely.
So honestly, the music is what kept me going. I mean, I'm a music head. I love music so much. And I honestly feel like that's what fueled my spirit to stay in New York. Because there's a few times I was like, you know what? I'm going back to D.C. I can't do this no more.
Right.
But
it's been
3 years. It's been 3 years. So.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Oh, wow, I feel like you just moved up there. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've been up there for a little minute.
But I think you've made a lot of ground since you've been there.
I feel that way, too.
That's good.
But it definitely happened organically, because it did not happen just like
overnight.
No, not at all.
It took some time.
I think the transition was challenging, but not deterring.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's always good to hear.
New York City can be really ruthless, and the fact that you did that on your own is really commendable. Like, I know I couldn't do it.
You think that, but you'll realize in New York how resilient you are, not just as a person or an artist or as a woman, but just like your spirit. It will really challenge you to focus on your self-care and your spirituality to make sure that you can just survive, you know right. what I mean? And not just like financially, but just like, I mean, anything could happen. Yeah. And you just want to be prepared, because I feel like what we do, the line of work we have, what happens in our personal lives could affect our work mm-hmm. lives. And so that's why I think it's just important that I stress that this journey has really been spiritual more than anything.
Okay.
Me learning about myself and mm-hmm. staying grounded. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting that you say that, because Ariam and myself were talking about this yesterday. We have a lot of friends who are full-time DJs, and we always talk to them about how they kind of cope with that lifestyle, because at times, you know, the schedules could be hectic. There could be a lot of traveling. There could be a lot of energy that you're absorbing. Mm-hmm. And we always wanted to know how one practices self-care mm-hmm. in yeah. all of that.
Let me see. How is, I got some in my pocket I can show you.
Ooh, literally in your pocket.
My stone.
Oh, ooh, your stones. Okay.
My mom, like, I had carnelian. Oh, my gosh. Just recently, I had carnelian stone. My mom was like, every Gemini should have carnelian. So I got a ring, and I had this, like, the stone set in the ring. Mm-hmm. And the other day, I don't know what I did, but it fell, and the carnelian came out. It's somewhere in my house, probably. But
oh, I thought it was like outside,
out
like,
in the streets.
But they say that when you lose your stones, it means that like you that season kind of ended. Like it needs to go to someone else. Like if you happen to just lose a stone, you don't know where it went or whatever. It was probably meant to happen.
Okay.
But my stones are just one example of how I can keep myself grounded. Mm-hmm. I feel like I bring Palo Santo with me everywhere.
Nice.
I am not afraid to. I'm like, if y'all can let people light up cigarettes and light up joints, I know I can light up
exactly.
this Palo Santo.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
You need all the positive energy.
Absolutely. I just need it. Because, like, you know, with DJing, it's like a whole bunch of random people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Some that I do. But I don't know what kind of, you know, spirits people are carrying around with them. So, mm-hmm. and especially if I'm about to DJ, I'm like, let me clean the energy real quick and set the tone, you know.
Right.
I think another form of self-care, honestly, is community.
Mm. Making those real
connections,
like you mentioned
organically.
Earlier.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I don't shade people who make friendships or relationships off of Instagram or Twitter, because I've done that. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got to meet people where they're
it's
at.
It's kind of like getting that balance.
I mean,
you always know a genuine interaction once you actually meet the people in person, and then you can try to connect. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people meet people online. It's just the generation that we've
That's
kind
the
of
world we live in.
Yeah, and you just
and not everybody
to,
is bad. And not everyone
exactly.
is. And this is the whole thing that kind of you got to reel it back in a little bit, because we live in an era, right, where if you're on Instagram or social media, you know, there's always this conversation taking place about toxicity
mm-hmm.
and how watch out for toxic relationships, toxic friendships, mm-hmm. all of that. And it almost like creates this insidious fear that everyone is toxic
mm-hmm.
and everyone that you don't, even people that you've never met. So, you know, there's got to be some sort of vetting process where you yourself can interface with these people in real time and then determine, you know, if they are meant to be in your space or not.
Yeah, I feel that 100%.
So I feel like you have a good way of reading that. I feel like, especially in your world, you kind of have to be on your toes about mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
So you have now been in New York for about 3 years, and again, you did this on your own. So this means that you knew that you were going to be a DJ. Like, this is what you're doing. This is what this is your purpose. But I kind of want to step back and kind of, you know, dig deep. Like, how did this journey begin? How did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
I didn't, you know, like, I didn't think that I would be a full-time DJ by now either. I didn't think it was gonna happen this fast.
At 25, you did it.
25,
yes, girl.
And honestly, it was really simple. Like, I really just love music. Like, I don't have some grand story like my mom was a DJ and my dad was a DJ, you know, from the birth. I was like, no.
Yeah, like, but like you can love music but like not, you know, feel like you can. I mean, I love music, but I'm not, you know, musically inclined, or like I can't even think about even being a DJ, being up there and doing what you would do every night. So it really has to come from,
'cause there's a lot of pressure, right? 'Cause even like Ari and myself, like, getting the pressure of even holding an aux cord in someone's car someone's kickback is like pressure applied,
you know?
Like, so I can only imagine as a DJ what that's like. So you got to love it, obviously.
Absolutely. Like, but also I think I felt it was going to be a way for me to connect with people. Because like Lisa, she knows, like, out of us two, by the way, Lisa is my best friend, y'all.
Shout out to Lisa. She's in the studio.
I feel like the whole world knows that by now, but I just wanted to.
And now we all know on Just Soul Radio.
But yes, like out of us two, she's definitely a lot more extroverted, and she like balances us out so well mm-hmm. because I know how I can get, and like I don't always like talking, and you know, and I always have something on my mind, or I'm thinking about a song, or I'm, you know, like there's always something going on. So I feel like with music is really my way to like connect with people, and I do things when I'm scared. Like I absolutely felt that way. You know, even holding the Knox cord, and my friends are like, dang, I hope they like this.
You're like looking around.
But I'm like, hey, for me, with music, somebody's going to like it, you know? And like, when I see that one person dancing, like that always reassures me, because it's like, not everything is for everyone. That's just life. It is what it is. So when it comes to DJing, essentially, it's just learning the formula, learning your formula, learning your style, incorporating it into what people love, and introducing them to new music. You mm-hmm. know, I feel like with my style of DJing, everybody knows how I am. Like, you know, I have a very funky black sound. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. But I also know how to incorporate what other people want to hear. And I pay attention, you know, and again, I've been saying this a lot, but it's just so important with any and everything you do. I feel like, especially with women, what we have is emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So when
Speak
I'm DJing,
on it. Speak on
I know it. Yep. what's a play, because I'm like, I know what's going on. I'm aware. And that really helps me navigate my sets. Also, I need to see the crowd. Like, people are like, what you going to play? And I'm like, I need to see the crowd first.
Yeah.
I need to feel
so
their energy.
So it's really like feeling like literally the vibe of the space.
Yeah, you have to. You can't really go in there saying like, I'm gonna play this, because there's just gonna be so many people there. You just never know. Like, you just gotta have a large thing of music just ready, so you can just get into any bag you wanna get into.
Yeah.
You know, especially in New York.
I can only imagine.
You know, what event? Oh, I was... I did the 20th anniversary for Movie in the Park in Dumbo Park, Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Okay.
And I didn't know what to play. Right. I had to go there.
Right.
I had to see, you know, and they weren't even showing a movie. It was like, you know, I was really DJing for mm-hmm. the whole, and so it was a whole bunch of children. And what was it? I don't even remember what I was playing, but they were on stage with me. It was like, had to be like 20 kids on stage with me just
dancing.
Like,
okay. They were with it.
I was just like, this is what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, that's so emotional intelligence and sensing the vibe. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
That's
I
important.
Think that is what makes female DJs like just a little bit of notch, like more connected to the crowd, I think. That's dope.
But you work with a lot of other female DJs in New York. I mean, I've been following you for a while, and you work a lot with, is her name Jada Lorraine?
Yes, Jada Lorraine.
You guys really work, I mean, it seems like you work really well together. I mean, I from what I can
she's
see.
She's my sister.
Yeah.
I love that woman, like, to life. She knows I do just about anything for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Jada was really heaven sent, because, like, when I first came to New York, like, my first gig was with her. She really is, like, she's really been with me throughout my entire journey. And, I mean, the relationship Jada and I have is special, because it's like, we understand each other because we have the same, you know, job. We do the same thing. But also, we just really do connect outside of the DJ booth. And it's like, it's just nice having someone who understands what I'm doing and going through, especially another woman and another woman of color.
Yes.
So
important.
Yes.
Important.
You know, so when I was stressing, you know, self-care and community, you know, sharing those kind of connections has really helped me with my DJ career, because you'd be surprised how many people are going through the same thing you're going through. You know, it makes me feel like I'm less alone. And it's not just Jada. There's a lot of women that I've been connecting with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same thoughts, the same fears, mm-hmm. you know. I think the most beautiful thing out of it, though, is like we are all just so supportive and encouraging of each other.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And I could tell that it's genuine. It's not like I'm just doing this because, like, you know, this is the right thing to do. Like, it's like, I genuinely want to see you do well. You're a representation of me. And also, I feel like with the women, I always tell them, like, I'm here for you. If you need help, if you want to come over and have tea, if you need music, if you want to learn how to DJ on CDJs or turntables, whatever. Because when I started off, I had a controller, and I used to carry it in like this old school suitcase. You know those like hard old school suitcases you put stickers on?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I used to carry it. I used to have calluses on my hand because it was so heavy.
Yo.
So then eventually I learned how to use like CDJs and turntables, and now I'm much more of a turntablist than I am anything else. I just love it, yes. Especially because I can also play actual vinyl. But yeah, you know, it's just like, if we don't help each other, y'all know.
Trust.
It won't happen as fast. It'll happen, but, you know. So.
You know, there's a sense of, like, relatability and connection when you're working with, you know, women that are just like you. Like, a reflection of yourself. And there's that, you know, those experiences that are, like, you don't have to explain them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that helps necessary. Build a foundation. And then yeah. when you're doing the... or you're exploring similar avenues, it just makes the experience, like, you're just much more stronger. I mean, I feel that even with doing the show with my sister. Like, absolutely. I mean, she's my literal sister, but, you know, it's the same thing. It's like, I'm doing it with someone that understands me, understands my concerns, mm-hmm. and my approaches to things, and even she'll check me, you know, and yes. I'll check her.
Accountability. Accountability.
Tell you, that is so crazy that you say that, because Lisa and I stress that all the time. Like, my friends, I know I can be cut and dry sometimes. Like, I know I could probably say things a little bit nicer, or that's what, like I said, Lisa balances me out a lot. Okay, I am definitely more like rough and rugged with stuff, but mm-hmm. we always stress that, like, accountability. Like, if I say I'm gonna do something, make sure that I do it, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And honestly, that's really how I've been able to do a lot of stuff. You know, like Lisa will be like, you said you was going to do this. I was like, you right. You said I did say that.
And you need that. And it's really like when you check each other, it's not, you know, coming for each other. It's literally like, yo, I'm looking out for you.
It's from a place of love. I want you to thrive. I want you to flourish. So
also, I feel like sometimes, and y'all know, like, you might have an idea or something you want to do, and you will literally talk yourself out of it in your mind.
Yes.
And I think that's so whack. You need to stop doing that. But when you have a friend that holds you accountable, they can definitely reassure that, you know, because Lisa knows I always have an idea. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, first of all, do one thing at a time.
Right. Like, reel it in. Stay the course.
Do one thing at a time. If you need help, ask. Don't try to do everything yourself. And that's one thing that I've really learned. I reach out to my friends all the time. I have friends that do so many things. And I'm like, this journey is not just mine. And I didn't come in here doing this selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, it's more selfless than anything.
Yes.
And it's been amazing how I've been able to literally work with my friends.
And it's crazy all the how time. People are so afraid to ask for help. Like,
yeah. I feel like some people think, like, oh, if I ask for help, it makes me look weak, or it makes me look like I can't handle it, or I'm less than. But actually, again, back to what I was saying, it's another form of self-care, community.
Yes.
People genuinely will help you.
Right.
If you
close mouth,
help.
Don't get fed.
And also, you have yes. to look at, like, the kickback.
Yes.
It's also going to help them in return, you know? Like, Lisa, she's an amazing writer, but she also is a great host. She has a great speaking voice. There's mm-hmm. a lot of things that I can utilize her for mm-hmm. that I'm just not good at. And versus me trying to do it, being like, look at me, I did 1,000 things and I did them all very, like, average. I could have someone who's excellent at this one thing and hire them. And she happens to be my friend.
And
I
know she's going to handle it. And we work together.
And we work together well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Lisa and I are literally best friends, but we work together all the time.
And that's
awesome.
And
we've never had any issue because we communicate.
Mm. Look at this.
These are we always need a Lisa in our corner.
Note
yourself. Lessons from this conversation.
Yes.
Everyone needs a Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very, very true.
Also, I feel like sometimes, like, women are also scared to ask each other to, like, have a real sit down, like a real talk or a real. Mm. Weren't we talking about that? Like, real, just, like, honestly, like, let's hang out. Like, even if it's not work, you know what I mean? That's why I kept stressing community, because in Brooklyn,
you need a balance.
Yeah.
You need a balance because, you know, you feel like, you know, you're being productive, you're doing this, doing that, but sometimes you just need that moment where you just, let's slow it down. Because, like, we can't forget how we connected. You know,
yes.
we were friends first.
Exactly.
So.
Yes.
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 And we do that all the time, too. I'm like, well, can we just, like, hang out?
Can we just be
chill?
Sisters for a second?
Yeah.
Can we, like,
I mean, I love DJing, but, like, come on, like,
right.
I want to talk about other stuff.
Right. Like, you're still a human. Like, you still, like, need these connections. Like, you're not just always, you know, DJing.
Yeah.
So
it's really just being like a real person. Honestly, that's just how I am. I'm very human.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we're going to take a very quick break. I'm loving this conversation. Loving the vibes right now. We got to actually get a vibe of what Niara can bring to the table. We have one of her mixes from SoundCloud. It's called Live, Dance, Soul, and Deep House. Check it out, guys. We'll be right back. This is DeSoul Radio. Infectious. Music moves your body. It moves your soul. It elevates your spirit. It takes complete control. Music moves your body. It moves your soul. Peace, peace. Welcome back to DeSoul Radio. It's Ariam.
And Yodit.
And we have our special guest in the building, Niara Sterling. You guys were just listening to one of her dope mixes on SoundCloud called Live, Dance, Soul, and Deep House. And that was really all of that.
Yes.
Truly. It was really groovy.
Super smooth.
I mean, yeah. I'm glad we actually can hear like a little bit of a taste of what you bring. But, you know, we're going to hear a little bit more. She's going to do a live mix later on in the show. So stay tuned. Niara, how are you feeling?
I feel really good. I feel like so overwhelmed with like love and joy after my birthday weekend and working and like just seeing my friends and family. Yeah. Just like, it's so hard not to, you know, when you're just surrounded by like so much love. It's like, wow, y'all really do like me.
You like me.
You like me. Like,
like the Sally Fields acceptance speech.
You really like me.
No, but that's really why I love birthdays. Like, I, like me and Aria, like, okay, yeah, we're twins. We celebrate a birthday together. But there's nothing that makes us more happier than celebrating other people's birthdays.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just, it's like a reminder of how far you've come, how much you're evolving, like, where you're headed, and being a witness to someone else's glow up in any aspect of their world or life is just a blessing. So I love a good birthday. I'm like, yes, like every time it's someone's birthday.
See, so. I understand y'all because I share my birthday with my mom. Exactly. Right. So it's like, also it's like looking, we look at each other. We're just like, wow, like look at us.
Yeah.
Like,
that is so crazy to me still. I cannot believe that. Like that is even, well calculated.
Even me, I'm just like, wow, I can't believe you have the same birthday.
Right, right.
So what Yodi and I consider like everyone's birthday, because everyone celebrates the new year in January. Yeah, yeah. But everyone's birthday is technically their new year.
Yes,
right?
That's exactly what my mom said.
So what are some new year goals for you?
I think that one goal that I have for myself is I just want to get back into event producing. Like I was doing a little bit of it last year, but it was becoming too stressful on top of just me trying to focus on my craft, because Lisa knows, like, I'm just very sensitive about what I do and I don't want to like half step, you know. Excuse me. So I just felt like one thing I wanted to do was like I just wanted to create more things that I wanted to see done, like instead of me being like, hey, you should do this, I'm just like, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to show you how I want it done. And I'm saying that for the simple fact that I feel like one of my gifts, and it took me a while to realize it, but one of my gifts is connecting people. And I just think that I just know how to do it very easily. It's like breathing. It's like, you know, and I feel like I wanted to set up opportunities for other people, because I can't always be on the lineup with somebody that I want to be on the lineup with. But if I'm event producing it, then I can.
Right.
And I can control my narrative, and I can control what I'm doing, and I can control the sound. I can control who's going to be in there. I can control the energy. You know, I just want to have more sense of control of what I'm doing, because like these last few months, I've been doing a lot of gigs that aren't mine, that I'm just being added on to.
Okay.
And, you know, it's good, it's bad, it's indifferent.
But, you know, it's not, like you said earlier, you don't have that control.
Yeah, like, I don't want to always be the token woman DJ. And I say woman DJ just because, like, yes, I'm a female, but I'm actually a human. I'm not, like, a female giraffe. You know, I'm a female woman, so I'm a woman DJ.
Yeah, a lot of people get confused because female's the adjective.
And the only reason why I'm saying, because normally I tell people, just call me a DJ, okay? Like, my job doesn't have a sex.
Right.
So, but I only say woman DJ just to say that I don't want to be the token woman DJ on the lineup. I want to have, like, I just want to say, like, I'm hiring this DJ because they're dope. Not because they're a woman. Mm-hmm. Not because they're queer. Not because you're black. Because you genuinely care about your craft. And I know you're going to do your job.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like for me, that's one thing I'm going to do. And I told Lisa that. I told her I need her help. And, of course, she said she's all in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just excited. Like, I already started working on some projects, and one in D.C. that y'all need to be there for.
Yes, yes, yes.
And maybe we can connect on. And then, second thing I really want to do, that's really one of my goals, is I really, really, really want to bridge the gap between New York and DC. Because, like, it's like I was just feeling so horrible, like when, like, the whole mute go go was happening at Metro PCS.
Yeah.
And, like, I think I wasn't even in New York. I think I was like in LA or something when everything was happening. And then
that was,
I kept
crazy.
Damo. I know you guys know Damo.
Yeah.
She's a DJ. She's been doing
Shout
so amazing with, you know, reestablishing, you know, our culture. And
absolutely.
I'm just so proud of her, and I'm thankful that she was here to do that, because like, if I was home, that's something that I would have probably thought to do, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, or at least be a part of, you know?
Exactly. Just to, and that's another thing, like, just to experience, just to come home and to be able to do that. So I think that's one of my projects that I really want to work on, is just, you know, having that connection. Because even though I'm from here, once I started DJing, I left and I went to New York, and I never gave myself a real opportunity to work the DC nightlife crowd and all that. So I want to come home more often.
Well, the beauty about the DMV area is that it's a space of open arms, and it's always welcoming. So it's always going to be home to you. And
I know. It's
always showing you love every time you do slide in.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I feel the disconnect, though. I feel like, dang, maybe, like, do they like me? Or, like, am I still,
no,
like,
we like
technically, you know? Because, like, not too long ago, and I'm only saying this because I just, you know, I don't want anybody thinking that I'm ashamed of where I'm from, because that is not the case. And I feel like somebody made a comment, they're like, oh, you're from home, but you're not from home. And I was so offended. I was like, excuse me? I'm like, first of all, one, I don't have to explain myself to you, but let me just do my due diligence so you can spread the word, because that's not the case.
What constitutes as home but not from home?
That's what I'm saying. It just made me, like, it's like, you're from there, but you're not still there. You're, like, in New York and you're doing stuff, you know, because everybody knows that I'm a New York
DJ. But you can always come back. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, now, especially with social media, like, you can always stay connected. It's not like, okay, you can literally be living somewhere else, but...
Yeah.
Still, I think still have a pulse on the culture here.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. But that's another reason why I said, like, you know, I need to be home more often. For someone to even make that comment, I was like, maybe I should go home a little bit more often.
Work your nerve a little bit.
It put a little bit fire.
Fire up under me. I was like,
well, this is good news for us. We'll be seeing you more in the area.
And that's an easy fix. It's just an easy fix. Bus ride down.
It sure is.
It's nothing, truly. Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
You know, I did hear, you know, everyone just heard one of your mixes, and, you know, you are DJing, but have you ever gotten to producing, or have you produced?
No, it's funny, like, I have so many friends that are like, when are you going to start producing?
Yeah.
Because, like, especially, like, with my sound, like, there's definitely a sound, and I would love to one day, you know, incorporate that into some type of production aspect. I just
haven't reached... But is it something that you're interested in?
I'm definitely interested in it, but I think there's just some other goals that I need to handle first. There's some other things that I want to do for myself before I get into it. so yeah, I'm interested in producing, but I'm still very much like in love with DJing and learning so many new things with DJing. I'm still like, I still feel like just a DJ right now. Yeah.
And that's fine too. If you know, if you're actively working on your craft, you know, in due time.
Yeah. Inshallah. I always say that. Yes. Like, I'm going to get there. Yeah. Like, so, and it's a journey. Like I said, it's not like there's like some end result that I'm expecting, you know? And also everybody's milestones are different. And
absolutely.
I know mine are.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes. Yeah. Niar, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's been such a pleasure having you in here today.
I did want to ask one more question before we go, because, you know, I should have waited a bit, whatever. So we all know that you're DJing and you're out here, but I want to talk to you a little bit about Nature of a Sista. About my radio. I want to know more about that.
Nature of a Sista is my radio show on Bellamy Radio, and it's based out of the UK, but we have a New York space. We used to do it out of Death to Tennis headquarters. we just recently got a new home. I got to check it out. My show, I'll probably be doing it next week, because I do it every fourth Thursday.
Okay.
And Nature of a Sista, honestly, was just my way of being able to connect with people with music that I don't get to always play. Like, you know, there's a lot of music that I really enjoy. Like, Lisa knows, like, I love samples. I still crate dig. Like, I love black classical music, aka jazz music. You know, I love so many things. And I just felt like I'm going to throw all of that into my radio show. Because I honestly just needed something to show my versatility. Because I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. And so quickly, like, there's so many new genres that are being created. So it's like my way of also, you know, breaking records, especially friends that are talented. Like, we were talking about Matt McGee. We got Masego and Marco McKinnis. They're all from the hometown. So being able to just throw all of those things, everything that I like is on Nature of a Sista.
And giving them like a little platform and to, like, you know, show love.
And like people, like features, like I was supposed to have so many different people come on the show, but it's just so hard with everybody's schedule sometimes. But, you know, I'll be having Easy Mo B, and if you're not familiar with him, he pretty much created Flavor in Your Ear. So he's like one
iconic
of like the pioneer hip hop producers. We've worked together. He's like one of my mentors. He's so amazing.
Nice.
And people know him for hip hop music, but he plays like a lot of house and stuff.
Right.
And so that's what Nature of a Sista is for. It's for like listen, I know you play this, but I know you also listen to this. Yes. And you can come on my show and you can play all the other stuff that you don't really get to play.
Nice.
And it's just the opportunity to just like share, you know, so many gems to the world, like music that you might not be familiar with, maybe some that you are familiar with, old music, classic. It's literally whatever I like, whatever I want is going to be on Nature of Assistant.
Yes, sonic inclusivity. I love it.
So I'm really glad I asked that last question.
Yes.
So now we can catch, you said every fourth?
Every fourth Thursday
of the month.
Okay. Yeah, and we do record the mixes, so they end up on Mixcloud.
Nice.
But we also have the Valami app, if you know, because there's a lot of great shows on there. I mean, especially if you're into like garage and house music, UK house music, like all that grungy stuff. There's just so many different radio shows on there, and but like all the DJs are really, really dope and have like a great ear for music. So I encourage people to download the app for sure. But it's also on Mixcloud. Yeah. There was one thing I did want to say. Like, I'm normally very quiet about the things that I do until it actually happens, because I'm always so scared that, like, the opportunity might be taken from me. But no. I'm not going to do that, because I'm going to celebrate myself for once.
Yes.
I got to say this to y'all, because I need other people to know that, like, speaking things into existence is so real. Like, and oh my God, alignment too. It's like so, it's almost scary like when I think about it, but like I've been stressing like about leaving the country because I wanted to go to Johannesburg. I want to go to Africa.
Oh, yes.
But specifically like Johannesburg, Durban, places like that, because I've been listening to a lot of South African house music, a lot of gom, a lot of amapiano, a lot of new genres, and I really want to understand the culture more to be able to better play this music. Right. So.
And a lot of people don't do that.
Yes. So I've really just been trying to incorporate that with my style. So I've been stressing like, you know, yo, like I need to somehow get into Afropunk so I can make this transition a little bit easier for myself. So I've been stressing
Afropunk in South Africa, right?
Yes. I really, really want to be there.
Speak
so
that up.
So just recently, on my actual birthday, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Alexander London.
He's
an amazing artist.
No.
He asked me to be his DJ for Afropunk.
Whoa.
But this one is in New York City.
Okay. So that's okay. A start.
It's a start. But I wanted to officially announce that I will be DJing at Afropunk for Alexander London.
Yes.
And he's going to have an all-woman lineup. So woman DJ, woman drummer. Matter of fact, Jasmine is the drummer. My homegirl Jasmine, she put...
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like... And also... Lisa is in love with Alexander London's music. So I just thought it was like crazy that like
everything
out of all
aligned.
Artists, it's my best friend's favorite artist.
Right.
It's for Afropunk, which I've been talking about and talking about and talking about. And it's happening. We're performing on the 25th.
Yeah,
which
that
is
weekend's
Sunday.
The 25th and the...
20th. The 24th and the 25th.
25th. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like, when he asked me, I was like, me?
Yes.
Me, you want me to be a DJ? But yes, I'm so excited. Afropunk.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
That's a major platform to be on, and it feels right.
Yes.
Suits you well.
Yeah. And I love working with artists, you know, because that's one thing I didn't mention. Like, this year has been so crazy working with Talib Kweli and Ari Lennox, Masego. It's been so amazing. So I'm like so excited to work with him. I feel like I've been working with artists that are like aligned with my style, you know. I'm not doing things just to do them. I feel like everything I've been doing is on purpose, and it's like just been reaffirming for my journey for sure. Especially being in New York.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. I'm definitely going to try to go this year.
Yeah.
I have a lot more people that I know.
I'm a lot more incentive. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, no, trust me. I love Afropunk. Love the experience.
DJ Mama will be DJing. He did Everyday People yesterday. That's where we were at yesterday. Caleb, K Meta was there, and he bodied his set.
Shout out to K Meta.
Yes. You have to go. Jill Scott is the headliner.
I know.
And that is my...
That's just... Enough. Enough set.
You don't enough
have to, set. You don't have to sell it to us.
Yes.
We're sold.
Definitely come Say and less. Join, ladies.
Well, we're very excited for what the future holds for you.
Thank you.
And again, manifest. Speak it out into existence.
Speak it.
And we'll be here watching your journey and your...
Thank you.
You thrive like you have been doing already.
Thank you.
We have to actually wrap up the show. This has been such a great conversation.
Yes.
Niara, if listeners want to keep up with you, where can they find you?
I would say just follow my Instagram. On Twitter, it's normally just boring rap rhetoric and stuff like that. So Niara Sterling, N-I-A-R-A, Sterling, like sterling silver. And that's across the board. So Twitter and like whatever else, it's all on there. I'm not a huge social media person, but I definitely would suggest like my SoundCloud mm-hmm. for my mixes, and then my Instagram is where I post like all of my flyers and stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for so joining much. Us. And guys, if you like what you heard, we'll be here same time, same place next week on DeSoul Radio. But yeah,
if you want to keep up with us, all of our adventures,
Yodi, I always forget to plug us in. I'm sorry, I did this last week too.
Got a plug.
All right, go ahead.
You can keep up with us at DeuxSOL on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Till next time,
peace.